First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Ridge reads Tim Rudolph's piece, The Greatest Book.
Contrary to popular opinion, the greatest book ever written is not the Bible nor anything penned by Joyce or Hemingway. No, for my money, that honor goes to a late 60s repair manual by a cat named John Muir, rumored to be a relative of the famed naturalist. Muir's masterpiece, How to Keep Your Volkswagen Alive, was a grease-stained thumb in the eye of rip-off repair shops who didn't appreciate driveway mechanics tinkering where they shouldn't be tinkering. After all, if a person could learn how to do her own tune-ups, oil change, and valve adjustments, what might that invite? Do-it-yourself heart surgeries? Muir's geeky guide to keeping your air-cooled, mechanically straightforward VW out of the wrecking yard was chock-full of easy-to-grasp instructions, comic asides, philosophical digressions, and hilarious illustrations resembling those of R. Crumb. And it was a must-have for every wannabe hippie who dreamed of scraping by on food stamps and good vibes while chasing after the next dead show in his candy-colored V-dub van. Who knew that German engineering could spark such romantic notions? Muir was a maverick. He ditched his aerospace day job, grown out his hair, and become an exuberant radical with Marxist leanings. As such, his fix-it manual gave power back to the people and their vehicles. Thus, with only a prayer and a starter set of metric sockets and wrenches, I was able to live that hippie dream. At least until real life intervened.
Tim Rudolph keeps both hands on the wheel, his eyes on the road, and his mind on days gone by. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.